Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
8:30 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, and KNSS breaking news in traffic this morning. Ted, we got something going on there at, I-135 southbound and 2nd Street, right?
Yeah, we have a couple of vehicles and a trailer involved in some sort of accident.
Yeah.
And we think we heard them talking about perhaps shutting down all the lanes of traffic.
Yike.
Right there at southbound canal route at the 2nd Street exit. So that's going to be a mess.
May you want to avoid that this morning. Search and rescue efforts continue hours after an oil rig explosion in Lake Pontchartrain near Kenner, Louisiana, Sunday night. 7 workers had been transported to hospitals, and another person was missing, but no immediate word on fatalities. Parish President Larry Cochran addressed health concerns.
Our water intake for the water system, the drinking water, is all in the river. So no drinking water comes from Lake Pontchartrain. Just want to make sure that message gets out there. Our water intake is in the Mississippi River.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Following that strong cold front that moved through this weekend, it is yet again a chilly start to the day. Temperatures likely going to be in the low to mid-60s by noontime, 69 for the high this afternoon. We'll be clear and not as cool tonight, our low 46, warming up to 73 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky and 39 degrees. We've got a south wind at 6 miles per hour.
Finally, some Northern California fire evacuees are starting to go home, says ABC's Alex Stone in Santa Rosa.
With the flames calming, the effort is underway now to get evacuees home. They've been out of their homes for a week, and many are anxious to get back in. There is still some active fire, so not everyone is going to get home right away, but some areas are now being cleared for reentry.
In northeast Kansas, inmates escaped the Marshall County Jail Saturday afternoon.
When the prisoners escaped, a fire broke out, but officials are not sure if the fire was set by prisoners. The sheriff's office couldn't confirm how many inmates escaped, but did say all escapees were captured. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the jailbreak. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Considered armed and dangerous, two men who escaped from a prison in Missouri early yesterday morning.
At the county jail in Caruthersville, Missouri,
they crawled through a air duct and gained access to a room where they were able to knock the lock loose on a door.
They being William Carter and Joseph Latimondier, says Police Chief Tony Jones.
Both suspects passed through by our water department.
Seen on security camera video.
Then they crossed over the levee to the Mississippi River.
Carter accused of killing two people by running them over. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A man who served 23 years in prison for a double murder in Kansas City, Kansas, walked out of court a free man Friday after charges in the case were dismissed. Lamont McIntyre was freed from Wyandotte County after Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree Sr. announced the county would no longer contest McIntyre's innocence. The decision came on the second day of what was expected to be a week-long hearing to reconsider McIntyre's conviction in the 1994 shooting deaths of two cousins in Kansas City, Kansas. Now, the 41-year-old McIntyre was 17 when the homicides occurred. A key witness to the homicides recanted her testimony, saying she was pressured to accuse McIntyre.
The president of a college in Massachusetts says it's time to rethink what students study. She's talking about better preparing students for the working world.
Are employers looking for college grads with liberal arts or STEM degrees? Gloria Larson says neither.
They want that kid who's left and right brain trained. Not necessarily born that way, but we all know now that these are things that can be learned.
She's the president of Bentley College, a pioneer in hybrid degrees.
If the school's not integrating business or engineering with arts, arts and sciences, professional with broader liberal learning, then the students themselves need to think about it when they're entering school.
She explains further in her book, Prepared You. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:35 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Monday, and it's time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted? Take it away.
The recent allegations against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein adding to the national conversation about the treatment of women in the workplace. Over the weekend, Weinstein was expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the governing body of the Oscars. Will the move have a real effect on the Hollywood scene as things move forward? Some reaction from Jimmy Kimmel from ABC's Kimmel Live.
What happened with Harvey Weinstein probably happens in every area of business. We're just more interested in it because human beings are kind of disgusting and we are attracted to the idea of sex, and especially when it comes to these beautiful actresses that we all feel like we know in some way or another. I don't know that it will change anything. I hope it does change something. I think it probably has changed his mindset a bit, and so that's something. As far as whether it will have a broad impact, I have no idea.
Reaction there from Jimmy Kimmel. It's a better-than-expected debut for Happy Death Day. Let's get a rundown of the weekend box office numbers.
I know what is going to happen before it happens.
But no one saw this. Happy Death Day far exceeded expectations. The horror flick debuting with an estimated $26.5 million for a solid first-place finish. That's about $10 million more than predicted just a few days ago.
You would tell me who killed my child.
Also a better-than-expected debut for the action drama The Foreigner, starring Jackie Chan and Pierce Brosnan. $12.8 million. Good enough for third.
Done your job once.
Blade Runner 2049 took second with $15.1 million. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
When the steamship, considered the first cruise ship to originate in America, left New York City 150 years ago, the passenger list included a little-known newspaper man from California. He was writing under the pen name Mark Twain. By the time that six-month journey ended overseas, the Missouri native, who was born Samuel Clemens, was famous for his newspaper dispatches, describing all his experiences that he had visiting Europe, North Africa, and the Holy Land, along with American sightseers. The popular book made out of those dispatches, called Innocence Abroad, allowed him to quit newspapers and start writing novels.
Yeah. One of the things about it was, and I've read this biography, is that he was mostly writing about those people he was running into and how they were behaving.
Well, and that was his genius.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark Twain was writing about things like that. There's a new documentary about that 1867 voyage. The ship was called the Quaker City.
Yeah.
And this documentary is going to be called Mark Twain's Journey to Jerusalem, Dreamland. That's going to air tonight on the PBS World Channel. Historians consider that voyage to be America's first large-scale tourist excursion cruise.
How about that?
That happened 150 years ago.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff, and that might be a pretty interesting documentary to check out. A Game of Thrones star is engaged to be married.
Congratulations to Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner and musician Joe Jonas. They both revealed on their socials that they're engaged to be married, sharing the same Instagram pic of Turner's hand atop his with a very impressive diamond on her ring finger. Leaving no doubt what that means, Turner captioned her pic, "I said yes." Jonas captioned his, "She said yes." Turner, who's 21, and 28-year-old Jonas, who fronts the pop band DNCE, have reportedly been dating for just shy of a year. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Forget about it. Jimmy Kimmel. We heard from Jimmy earlier. Got him again here. Jimmy Kimmel is headed east. The cast and crew of Jimmy Kimmel Live will broadcast all week long from the Brooklyn Academy of Music in New York, starting tonight. For Kimmel, sort of a homecoming, he did spend a major part of his childhood growing up in Brooklyn. Aside from getting back to his roots, Kimmel says there's always something to admire about his hometown borough.
I think it's that people are so on top of each other here. I think that for the good and for the bad, and people are more social. They will tell you that you look stupid at the drop of a hat, and they will also invite you into their home to eat at the drop of a hat. And so it's, for me, I'm very comfortable here.
Jimmy Kimmel going to be in Brooklyn all week. Let's flash back, Steve, to 60 years ago today.
Darling, you send me.
That'd be Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke.
Wow, what a voice.
Send me.
Yeah.
60 years ago today, This song, You Send Me, was released. It's his first million seller. This was named as one of the 500 most important rock and roll recordings by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just a few years back, the song was ranked number 115 by Rolling Stone magazine's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time.
How about that? Wow.
It hit number one on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart and the Billboard Hot 100.
Yeah, it crossed over.
It, everybody was listening to this song.
Sure were.
Now, back in those days, when a black artist recorded a great song, they also gave it to a white artist, thinking
the white artist
would have better success on the Hot 100. They gave this song to Teresa Brewer to record.
Oh, really?
Late in her career. Her version made it all the way up to number eight, but this version, the good version by Sam Cooke,
I got to tell you, when I was a kid listening to rock and roll and listening to the radio, I didn't care if they were black or white or whatever. The music was the music. And I was like that.
Are you telling me that Pat Boone's version of Tutti Frutti is just as worthy as Little Richard's version?
No, I'm telling you that.
That's what I'm saying. There is good music and bad music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No matter what race you are.
Good,
but if it's good,
I don't care what the race is.
If it's good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
right, exactly. That's the point.
Right.
There you go. Great song. You Send Me, released 60 years ago on this day. And finally, Steve, let's take a look at a big Hollywood birthday today. Actress Angela Lansbury is 92 today. I mean, she could do it all.
Huh?
She could play the very frivolous comic part, like she did with Elvis in Blue Hawaii.
Oh, my baby's home from the big house.
Oh, Sara Lee, will you forget those old movies?
Oh, you are all right, aren't you, Chadwick? They didn't grill you under a lamp or anything?
No, Mom, no grilling, no lamp. I'm just fine.
Oh, I do hope this doesn't get back home. Oh,
Mom, I'm sorry, honestly, but it wasn't my fault.
Oh, I know that, dear. It's your friends. Mostly that Duval girl. She's the one to blame.
Well, Marley had nothing to do with it.
Or Angela Lansbury could play a super B villain,
Bob,
like she did in The Manchurian Candidate.
Yeah.
Tom, I know you have very strong personal feelings about Johnny and about me. But what I would like to find out is how strong they really are. If Johnny's name were put forward at the convention next week, would you attempt to block him?
You're seriously trying for the nomination for Johnny?
No, we couldn't make it. But I think he has a good chance for the second spot.
Wow.
She was ice-cold villainous in that
movie. How old was she when she made Gaslight? 17?
That was her first movie. She was like 17 or 18.
Wow. What a gifted.
And she's just had an amazing
person.
Career. Yes. And, of course, a long TV career as in Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
Tom, I know you have very strong...
What are you doing here? Waiting for you.
Why?
Because I know now who killed Randy Sloan.
You don't mean me? Come on, why would I...
Because of the secret that Randy discovered during his research.
I hardly knew Randy. I had no reason to kill him.
I think you had a very good reason. This is your apartment and your key. After overhearing Randy's conversation with your mother, you followed him back here to the library, didn't you?
Yes.
Wow, that's a pretty quick confession.
Yeah.
Didn't take long.
Way to go, Angela.
Yeah. She lived in a tiny town in Maine that, for some reason, had about 234 homicide cases.
Yeah.
Every week
somebody
was dead, and then she solved the murder. Angela Lansbury, what a great, gifted actress.
Great star.
Star of Broadway, star of movies. 92 today. Happy birthday, Angela Lansbury. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're right there on K-15. Just head on down to K-15 to 208 South Baltimore, and I guarantee you a tasty pizza at Pizza John's in Derby.
8:44 now. I'll keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Some good news for Wichita's largest employer. Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Parts.